happened in a while.
Oh, but that was short and sweet and lovely.
I think we did fine.
Yeah,
we
did great.
Hey, this.
I
could have
done better. Hopefully, my mic didn't fucking pick that up.
This is Thursday, so it must mean it's time for three is the funniest number with your favorite Thursday friends, Jan,
Scott,
and Ryan. You're docked in the corner. Oh, I'm choking. Mm.
And of course, we always have extra friends. Who just give thumbs up. They don't say their names.
It's Aaron and Antonio.
Yay. Hey, so I want to start tonight off asking you guys an Olympics-related question because they were in the news today.
Well, I like this very much.
Can anyone name either all five of the traditional pentathlon events or the modern pentathlon events?
Could you give us a...
Track and field.
Like, which Olympics? Summer or winter?
Summer. Summer Olympics. Great. Modern or...
Wrestling.
Wrestling is one from the...
Ancient.
Traditional.
Traditional.
Or, yeah, the classics.
Greco-Roman wrestling, bro.
The pentathlon. So, now we're going those weird shits. So, we're talking shot put.
No, shot put is not one of them. And
God,
do you guys
it.
Need a clue as to what the pentathlon was originally surrounding?
Yeah.
Okay, so... The pentathlon is five events.
Pentagram is what it's surrounded.
A soldier should be good at.
Yeah. One of them's around.
Oh, so then.
Like marathon or something.
The fencing?
Fencing is part of the modern.
Oh.
Spear throwing.
Javelin is part of the classic.
Archery.
Archery is not part of either.
Well, goddammit.
Did you get the running one?
So
there's a race.
Javelin?
Running is part of both.
I guess I got three.
Javelin is one.
Javelin, running, Greco-Roman wrestling.
Wrestling.
Gun
swimming.
Shooting. No.
Aaron just got another one.
Yeah.
That is part of the modern pentathlon.
Pistol shooting. Pistol shooting?
Yes.
Pistol shooting is in the Olympics?
But only as part of the pentathlon.
God damn it.
Swimming?
Swimming is part of the modern pentathlon.
Back then, soldiers didn't get in the water; they just hit.
So do we have all five in the modern ones?
You are
classic.
Each missing. You're missing one in
classic.
Each.
Wait, we got four classics.
Four classics. Four classics that were guessed are fencing.
No, you said fencing was modern.
No, I'm sorry. Modern was fencing, pistol shooting, and running. I'm sorry, you missed two in. Yeah. I'm sorry, swimming is one that you got as well. So you're missing one in modern, and in the traditional, the running, which is the 200-yard dash, wrestling.
And javelin.
And javelin. I'm sorry, you're missing two in traditional.
Okay. Things
discus
that soldiers should be good
is
at.
Discus is part of the original pentathlon.
Horse
but
riding.
Shot put isn't?
Aaron, I need clarification on your horse
equestrian.
Riding.
Oh, no, you're on a fucking horse.
Horse jumping.
Horse jumping would be the clarification, and that would lock out modern pentathlon. So,
as I said, you're on a fucking horse.
Now, yeah. here's the most fun part about the modern pentathlon's show jumping. It is on a random horse. You don't get to practice on the horse.
I love that.
That is.
I think the ones where it's like you're on the horse. I think the horse should get the medal, not you.
Yeah, but I think that this actually drives that point home because the horse, you're picking a random horse, and the horse wins.
Yeah, and but you know your ability to get the horse to jump and not buck you.
I feel like any well trained horse, I could get on a well trained horse and be like, "Come on, man," and it's jumping.
Just like, don't move.
Because also those trained horses know not to run into that; they know to jump over that.
Mm-hmm. Right,
I've seen them stop.
Just block a
rider.
Yeah.
Like,
I did actually
like, that's
just
broken teeth right there. I'm good.
Did just watch the movie The Crush, and she broke her leg because that was bad.
I thought that was a surfing movie.
No,
that's Blue Crush.
Blue Crush.
Blue Crush. Gotcha.
This is Red.
All right,
Crush.
So we have one left in the original pentathlon.
Colorblind Crush.
We've got the 200-yard dash.
This is the traditional.
In the original, 200-yard dash, wrestling, javelin, and discus. The last one. I don't understand why.
Did we already guess fencing?
Fencing was part of modern.
This is in the traditional.
Doesn't make sense
like this goes
all.
Way back.
Yeah.
Rape.
Correct. It's called
pillaging.
Long jump. It's called the long jump. Now, to give even more background as to why they picked these.
Wait,
these,
did you just tell us it's
just,
long jump?
It's long jump.
Long jump.
Yeah. Weird, right? So the original idea behind this whole thing was that it was based on a soldier who was behind enemy lines and had to get back to his...
I was going
to
say, you have to scale some barrack... Some,
yeah, I don't know why...
A moat. I'm thinking moat. They had to jump over a moat.
Wouldn't that have been like the one where you use the pole vaulting?
Depends on what size
the moat is. Why you got a discus shit.
I don't know. Discus doesn't make any sense.
Grenades.
But yeah, so in any case, the reason why the whole thing is in the news right now is the governing bodies are trying to remove horse jumping. Because this last Olympics, a lot of the participants were having trouble managing their horses, and the German coach recommended to the competitor punch the horse in the face, and was just ejected. That's what she did. She recommended.
And that's what they do in public.
Well, it seems like a very German thing.
Maybe we should get rid of the Germans in the Olympics, not the horses.
Nice. It's just the German coach. In any case, they're going to replace it with cycling. I don't understand how soldiers need the bike. Cycling. But it's fun.
Now, you punch a bike in the face.
Like cycling, jumping.
Right. So the
would that point, be fun?
These are supposedly the five core things that a warrior, quote unquote,
a soldier should be good at.
Why the fuck is horseback?
Oh, because you got to steal a horse.
Because you stole a horse. You jump over fences.
Yeah.
Now, what I think would be awesome to go into the pentathlon is when you get in the motorcycle and you ride around in that big fucking...
The Terror Dome.
Like, can you get a motorcycle to go around in fucking crazy circles?
Oh, dude, that was my favorite part of Circus Circus when I was a kid.
I mean, the third...
Now they're going to do two motorcycles at once.
That's just crazy enough.
Do you remember when Homer did that in The Simpsons?
Yes, in the movie.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It was in the movie.
To win a truck.
To escape the dome.
Yeah.
Speed up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the five things that the Olympic Committee believes a soldier should do are...
Just whoever created the pentathlon sport.
No, I know, but now they're doing it, right? So it's cycling.
It's still being decided.
Swashbuckling. What is it?
Swashbuckling. Pistol shooting each other. Duels it.
That should not be a goddamn event.
Pistol whipping, motherfucker.
Pistol whipping. How is that?
Because when you run out of ammo, don't use your fists. You may need your hands.
I think that there should be a battle of wits. You know, there should be things with jokes. The Princess Bride should be entered
into the Olympics.
Exactly.
It's right there.
There we go.
Getting out of quicksand.
Yes.
Everyone knows. Quicksand is the number one enemy of a soldier.
Yeah, at least in the 80s.
You should also be tangled up in a tree in a parachute and try to figure out how to get out.
And
you
the
know
grenade
what I mean? That's
return.
A thing.
The grenade return.
Grenade return. Because that's a timing issue.
Right?
It's more like lacrosse.
Dexterity, catch it, gotta throw it back, but you also need to throw it towards the enemy. Like, the grenade comes from this direction, you gotta throw it over there and land it within a certain ring that, like, means it's your enemies and not your fucking fellow soldiers.
I also think that costume design should be in it. Yeah. You know, like, maybe you just dress up like the opposing army. Like,
that's
if you
ammo.
Can put together an outfit.
Writing. You know, like, you have to muster your troops, right? Is that a thing?
Okay. So, without announcing this, we should now announce what we think the modern pentathlon should be, and we've already talked through a couple. I like that. Pistol whipping. That's a good one.
Mustering your troops.
Mustering your troops. I think wardrobe design.
Yeah,
playing taps.
Bugle play.
Bugle play.
Everybody pick up your bugle and pick up your snare drum. Rudiments.
Didn't we talk about the Barkley Marathons on the podcast?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I just learned, remember when... In August, I ran the ultra marathon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And we talked about the old lady who was fucking awesome.
Super aggro. Yeah.
I learned since then that she was a participant in the Barkley Marathons and completed a fun run.
Oh my God.
She's a famous person.
She's also
crazy.
Yep.
Sorry,
that was really a different conversation.
That's a callback.
I just thought of it.
Also, I think that distraction should be in the pentathlon. Erin just distracted us from what we were talking about, and she would have won a gold.
Thank you.
And how about not raping?
Not raping.
Like, you just got to run through a field of naked women and not fall on them. I don't know. Just something to say, like, you know, just take the raping and pillaging out of war.
Are you saying drive safe, don't rape?
Yes.
Drive safe, don't rape.
Drive safe, don't rape!
I have a funny story I would like to share with everyone.
Sure.
Ready, set, go.
Last night, I was sleeping soundly, and Ryan started coughing. Crazy coughing. He doesn't do this, I think when you're coughing, you're awake.
Interesting.
Okay. Don't you think?
I think that after a certain amount of coughing, you wake yourself coughing. Up. Sure, coughing. Sure, sure. Okay.
So it's enough coughing that I'm now wide awake, and I'm like, I'm going to get him some water. So I get up, I get him some water, I come in, and I'm like...
Very nice of you.
Babe, I brought you a glass of water. And he goes, why? And I said, you're coughing a lot. And he goes, I am? I said, yes. And he said, is it evil? And I go, what? And then he goes, is my coughing evil or just sad?
Drunk ride, everybody.
Yeah.
It's just coughing. And he goes, okay. And then he drank some water and went back to sleep.
Nice. Is it evil?
A great follow-up.
Well, now, what's really evil? Great is now I think that maybe Aaron doesn't get the gold for distraction. Ryan did. Because that's amazing.
I mean...
Then today I said, do you remember when I brought you water in the night? And he goes, nope.
So, for the audience's sake, we bring him up to speed. I've been dealing with a sinus infection. You know, just one of those latent ones that just kind of doesn't graduate to anything. And there's a lot of post-nasal drip and shit. And that was probably the reason why I was coughing so much in my sleep last night. From, like, you know, kind of being dehydrated from drinking.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, things are slipping around as you land on your back or whatever. This morning...
I was hoping you'd go into this way.
Yeah, this is going to be good.
No,
go ahead.
I'm going to just quickly go to the end of the story and my reaction, because I've already heard this, which means that I'm going to leave the room now. Because my reaction to the story was... You disgust me. If I had a gag reflex, it would have fully activated.
So if the listeners are like eating breakfast while listening, they should.
Yeah, if you're consuming anything.
Skip ahead,
everyone. Maybe skip the chili verde on your huevos rancheros this morning.
Oh. Also, there's not chili verde on huevos rancheros.
I don't know. I'm not Mexican. So go on. This story disgusts me. So,
the whole thing about like, the sinus infection is like you try to take like expectorants and drink lots of water and get like your mucus moving and shit and like so that it clears out your sinuses and it also stops that post-nasal drip madness that's going on. And so I've been doing a lot of that. And so this morning I was like blowing my nose and like, you know, I had like shot some saline up and like things are clearing out. It's all just clear stuff. And then I'm blowing my nose, and it feels like a booger moving from the deep portions of my sinuses. But, like, it's a booger that kind of stretches. And so I'm blowing, and I feel that, you know that vibrating sensation you get when you got something, like, deep in your nose, you're trying to blow it, you feel it kind of, just wrap, you know?
Yep.
And, like, I'm working this motherfucker, but I'm like, don't blow so hard that you fucking bust a vessel or whatever. But, like, this is something that's got to go. And I really get to work, like, not working super hard, but, like, kind of trying to, like, jar this thing loose. Like, it's now at the front of my
just
nose.
Just looking
like,
at that glass of water all pissed off. Who the fuck brought this?
And I'm like, okay, it's, like, up, like, at my nostril. Like, I try to, like... Yank but it. It's just like snot. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? But it's like connected to my sinuses. So I finally blow one more good one and it rolls up and boom. Straight catches me, this motherfucker, in a tissue. And it's like white. So it's not
the
like
shape
the
of
great
your lung.
Glowing green or like that yellowy fucking like woo shit. It's just like, oh, that's white blood cells all clotted up in mucus. But it was so... firm, but yet not, and super sticky.
Like,
that, like, as I peel the tissue open, it spreads like bat wings into the tissue, so I have to touch it. So I grab this, and, like, it's like playing with Ghostbusters Slimer slime. Like, just, it will pull into a sheet. And I'm like, holy shit, no wonder why this shit wasn't going anywhere when you do the... And you do all that shit because like there's no unhinging this from your sinuses, and that was off the right side. I mean, I could take a breath in through my right nostril now, and it's amazing. Like, it's actually like that might have been there for years.
You disgust me.
I think that it's a sign of your lack of commitment to this podcast that you don't have video of you playing with your snot for the Instagram.
I was going to save it and show you. Actually, I was like, Aaron is not going to fucking tolerate this. It was, you have to understand, this is incredible. This, like, I have had all kinds of things come out of my nose. I have a dirty-ass job.
I like that you thought about saving your snot, like, for me.
Somebody has to see this.
That's love.
That's love. Like, so.
And I thought to myself, like, if Aaron had blown this out of her nose, would you touch it? And I was like, I would absolutely. After I saw what it did in my hand, like, if Aaron was pulling with this shit and I saw it, I would be like, I have to touch that. I have to understand this.
It was gack.
Nickelodeon gack.
That's terrible.
It's the weirdest fucking thing ever.
You didn't accidentally squirt, like, cock up in your nose?
No. But the other day, I have, like, this thing of, like, pressurized saline. And, like, I tried to, like, neti pot myself, and I'm blasting snake saline into this nostril, and it's not coming out the other side. Like, I'm hanging my head, doing the whole thing. It's like, oh, you can just spray it in your nostril to cock your head and let it roll out the other side. It literally just filled up until I started to gag. Like, it was not crossing this barrier of fucking... It was like the white blob in my nose. Like, that thing probably is out of the trash can and eating kittens in the neighborhood
now,
right now.
Okay. Just... Okay. Now, okay. Shh. No, okay. Shh. Shh. That's... Oh, my God. So, I blow that out of my nose. And I have it in a tissue. I would spread open the tissue, because you gotta see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I would have been like... Whoa. And then I probably, even in the tissue, would have closed it and then opened it again and be like, whoa. But never would I have been like, well, I gotta see what this feels like. And that's really where the disgust comes from. Because I picture you just in your underwear.
I'm fully dressed.
Yeah, but I picture you just in your underwear.
That's how Scott always pictures you.
Piss, fair. Pissed off about this glass of water. Wondering why your sleep was disrupted in the first place. Just playing with your snot. Looking over your shoulder, hoping to God somebody walks in the room so they can get a feel. Of this fucking booger. This crazy fucking ectoplasmic booger.
I'm surprised you weren't like, Johnny Cash, check this out.
No, she would have got, and she would have choked to death.
Now tell the truth. Which pocket is that in right now?
He's got one of those plastic gags that he saved in the
trash can.
That's
fucking... I don't know, I went down the toilet, actually.
Now, here's a really fun fact about this whole event.
It's so gross.
Really, really fun fact about this whole event. What is this, like, season 4, episode, 7 or 12 or something like that?
Way more 15. Episodes 15. Than we should have, yeah.
This is the fastest that Ryan's ever gotten through a story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was under 5 minutes.
Because I was gagging the entire time because I knew what the end was. Which is why I had to give the whole fucking disclaimer about the end of that story.
That is...
Well, okay, now I'm just going to open it up to the room. Antonio.
Yes.
Have you ever gacked up something that you thought you needed to check out the viscosity of with your bare fingers?
No. You've
never blown anything through your nose.
No, I've blown things out of other places that would be fun to play with.
Jesus Christ.
This is a family podcast.
We were talking about cock earlier.
This is definitely not a family podcast.
It's more like a play with a friend type of thing.
Oh my God, that was...
Like, I have definitely coughed up things. I might retire after this episode.
This is great.
But I think it's also the color of it. Because, like, I have coughed up, like, pneumonia phlegm that's, like, bright green. And, like, I'm like, no reason on earth that
that
hasn't been
touched. I have a
proposal
for the team.
Yeah.
I wonder if we change the subject.
Yeah. But take samples moving forward. And we'll proceed from there.
I would like to say, you know those moments? This right now isn't one of them. But those moments when you look at your partner and you're like, God damn it, I'm lucky.
This is not one of them,
she said. This is not one of them, but last night, when I got into bed and I was very high, and I said, "Babe, will you come here?" And then he came in and I said, "First, you have to promise not to laugh at me, and then feel free to say no if you don't want to do this." And he goes, "Okay." And I said, "Would you please bring me a Polish dog?" And he made me a Polish dog and brought it to me in bed.
Did he top it?
Yes!
Mustard?
Relish. Mucus.
Mustard and ketchup.
It was this weird white viscous.
Oh, God!
What?
She would still be chewing at you.
It's like the both
I really thought I had changed the subject.
Yeah, this one's not going to go very far. So,
wait, that is really cute.
That's you always love.
You always deliver.
Not always.
I told Aaron this the other day. I woke up, realized I had no breakfast, found a Polish dog, heated it up, put my toppings on it, picked it up, and the whole thing fell on the floor, and Johnny Cash was right there to eat the entire thing.
So Johnny Cash knows it was good.
I was like, ah, God damn.
That's on you. Ah, that might be where the diarrhea came from today.
Well, that was 2 days ago? 2 days ago.
That takes a while.
Things kind of moved through her quickly.
I love that you guys did dogs just recently, because we did dogs. Like, we just had this hankering for dogs. And so I did Chicago-style dogs.
No, for some reason, these men, there's just always hot dogs in our house. And they eat them at the weirdest times of day.
Well, I mean...
Mm-hmm. Like, for breakfast.
I actually love that shit.
I mean, it might have been the first meal of the day, but it wasn't breakfast.
Yeah, like, I'll eat a hot dog at any point.
I like to eat them... Right before getting in bed.
I like to eat them in bed.
In bed. And that Ryan likes to cough them out.
Oh.
Imagine that coming out in nostrils.
Speaking of weird white fluids, we watched an excellent horror movie the other day. Which I think you would really appreciate. And a strong feature of the film is that there's just semen oozing out of the walls of the haunted house.
Well, I like that. What's that movie?
It's excellent. I don't remember.
You know how I feel about semen on walls.
Is that on Pornhub?
No. It was such a good... I was telling my tattoo artist about it today, and they were so excited.
Okay.
It was great.
Wow. Is that enough, or can I move to a next thing?
Please do.
There, I just read this article, like maybe 2 weeks ago, about this guy who's he's a calculus professor. And he was looking for ways to reach a new audience and decided to start posting his calculus lectures on Pornhub. Has gotten 53 million views on Pornhub. That's awesome. Just doing calculus lectures.
That is fucking hilarious.
Amazing, awesome. Right?
Michael Che had a really great moment on Weekend Update like 2 weekends ago where he was just like... By 2024, it looks like blah blah blah. Disney Plus is gonna take over Netflix for the highest streaming site. Blah blah blah. Followed up with, "Oh really?" says Pornhub, and I thought that was really funny. Nice. Like the top streaming site.
Yes. Girl on the Third Floor.
Yes.
Oh, I've never heard of this one. What do I see?
Here's the description of it. From this article from Vulture.com called The 50 Best Horror Movies on Netflix Right Now.
Okay.
I've been relying on this heavily in the month of October.
I need to look at that article.
Travis Stevens co-wrote and directed this grisly, clever 2019 horror film about a man, played by wrestler CM Punk. Don't know who that is. Who remodels an old home in the suburbs of Chicago where he finds, bad things.
Okay.
With great practical effects and a pitch-black sense of humor, it's a movie that recalls great horror films of the 70s and 80s in ways we don't see often from the genre nowadays. It's crunchy and brutal. Don't miss it.
Okay.
You can see why I picked it.
Mm-hmm.
I did not really know what we were getting to. Mm-hmm. I thought it was excellent.
Something that's really interesting is CM Punk.
Mm-hmm.
From wrestling.
Second time today. That I've heard that person's name.
Fascinating.
Because on Instagram, Polite New Yorker, somebody I follow on Instagram who is actually Blackout Matt from Blackout Shoppers, who was also a bass player in New Damage in New York for a while. Punk rock bass player, I know this guy very well, did a link to wrestling. And he was like, CM Punk delivers a speech, which reminds me of why I love wrestling. And I had no idea who CM Punk was until earlier today.
So weird.
And then you mentioned that name. So that's really weird twice in the same day. I had no idea who this fucker was. That's interesting.
Chris would be mad at you.
Nah, he knows.
Okay.
He knows.
That explains all the fucking tattoos.
Yeah.
Unless the tattoos were added for the movie. It didn't seem like it.
So cum comes out the walls, huh?
Yeah, I got all the outlets and stuff. There's one point, there's just a pool. I didn't realize at the time, but it was definitely a pool of cum that the dog was just
lapping up. Yeah, it takes you a while to realize what the liquid is.
The goo is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Now, at any point, was Ryan just playing with it?
No, but there's a dog.
Like, there's a giant black man with dreads just playing with this in the bathroom mirror.
You're never going to let that go, are you?
I'm just not going to.
Is this going to, like, feature in your toast at our wedding?
Yes. No, it's going to feature in me marrying you in your wedding. It's going to be part of the ceremony.
This snap fidgeting motherfucker here will get such a great deal in her life.
So that story fucking grosses me out. And so, like, the same way that, like, the first time that I saw Nightmare on Elm Street, I was young and I was trying to impress my sister's friends that, like, I'm not a scaredy cat, even though it scared the shit out of me. I frequently watched it so it wouldn't scare me anymore. I desensitized myself. So now the more jokes I tell about Ryan being in his underwear playing with his own fucking snot,
the less disgusted
is
by
how
the
I'm going to stop wanting to throw up when I think about it. Because I always just got turned on by imagining him in his underwear, and now all I see is him playing with his own snot. So now I got to deal with this whole thing.
It's very confusing.
I'm very confused right now because now I'm kind of aroused by snot, and I never thought I would be. I know. Like, this is what's happening to me right now.
You're welcome.
Like, I never thought I'd be interested in snot play, and now is my disgust with me? Or with the act itself. I don't know what's happening right now. Mm-hmm. This is why we get together on Thursday nights.
I foresee Claire in a month being like, why the fuck are we keep running out of Kleenex?
Or I just sneeze on her and go, oops.
Oh, shit. He's been a bad boy.
Oh, no, you're all sticky.
That is FaceTime, Ryan. Oh, that was the one that wasn't funny. I was adding. Stop. Well, at least I'm aware enough to know.
Beat the writhing horse because it ain't dead, that's for sure. But it was the thing that made it really weird was that it was sticky. Like,
well,
it wasn't slimy.
Was.
I mean, but, like, you know, snot is just slimy. It's just kind of, it was like sticky. It was like, holy shit, no wonder I couldn't get this out of my fucking head.
That was a bacterial infection.
Yeah, what time of the day was this?
This was like 10:30, 11 o'clock this morning.
Oh, that was today?
Yeah. That's why it's fresh, man.
Holy shit. Eating a Polish dog, playing with snot with the other hand, standing in his underwear.
And you also had an evil... cough? No, you did not have an evil cough.
That was last ordinary night.
Cough. Was it
was
evil?
I think they're connected.
Was it evil or sad?
No,
that
they were connected.
Question.
It was because this lump of sticky something was trying to inch its way down my throat.
That's so funny.
Last night's when you also had a Polish dog in bed.
Yes.
There's a lot going on in that
bed. Dude, last night was fucking awesome.
It was a good night.
What was on the Polish dog?
Ketchup and mustard.
Could any of it have ended up in Ryan's nostrils?
No.
But my nostrils are going to bleach it white?
I don't know.
I mean, it was like
the body's an amazing
white
place.
Well,
I have to tell you, that this is a good segue, because we were talking about the night, and then I was like, what were you dreaming about? Wondering if you were coughing evil or sad. For the very first time in my life, this happened last night, and I woke up and told Claire about it, and she hates hearing about dreams. And I even preface it with, I know you hate hearing about dreams, but check this out. For the very first time, I was aware of my dream and became fucking lucid about it and redirected my dream.
My hands are in the air.
I don't know how I did it, but mid-dream shit was going fucking bonkers. And in the dream, I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. what if we do this? And I was completely aware, which is steering my dream, and woke up being like, holy shit, I can drive dreams now.
That has never happened.
That has never happened to me ever. It happened for the first time. And Ryan has talked to me about it repeatedly about how he can
and
do it.
And did you think he was kind of lying the whole time?
Yes. Yes, I thought he was a bullshitter. I thought he was just somebody who plays with snot in his underwear. And then it turns out that shit is real. And I woke up like, I'm ready to write a fucking paper. Claire, wake up, wake up. Like, I was so excited. And of course, she's all groggy and pissed that I'm talking to her. Because that's clear in the morning. But yeah, for the first time fucking ever. And yeah,
it's amazing.
It's so fucking weird because you just go, oh, wait, no, this is ridiculous. What if I just do this? And then all of a sudden you just steer everything the way you want it to go. And it's just this amazing thing. It was crazy.
It's fucking amazing.
It's real. It smells like a Polish dog. I woke up smelling Polish dogs. No, but it's really crazy. Yeah.
It's all connected.
I always call bullshit on you. Anytime you'd be like, nah, man, no way.
Ever since Aaron was like, when I first met you, I thought you were just full of shit. Because you just knew a bunch of random stupid shit that no one else could know.
I mean, he seems like he's full of shit.
Bullshit.
He seems like a shit talker.
Yeah.
Turns out he actually knows
a lot
about what
he's
talking, yeah.
Well, on that note, yeah, let's take a break. Let's just marinate with... Ryan actually isn't a bullshitter. I like it.
I thought I saw Ryan monkeying around on the computer.
That's not a
That's racist.
Is it?
Yeah, I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Why? It's a black man he's monkeying around.
Yeah, you're canceled. You're canceled.
Oh,
yeah. You're out of here.
Cancel Jan. Lock him up.
So real quick, dog story. Somebody mentioned dogs outside, and so I was like, I have a great dog story. Listen to this. Okay. Last night, around 10 o'clock p.m., on 32nd and Mandela, super deep Oakland where I work, there's some apartments there. This woman was walking her dog, hit and run. Some car doesn't fucking smooth past this shit, smacks this lady, kind of hurts the dog, right? Ambulance comes, gets the dog, or gets the woman, dog fucking scurries off, this injured dog.
Oh, no.
The dog's name is Zeus, 3-year-old fucking Rottweiler. This morning, I get to work, my boss is like, just so you know, we're on the lookout for this loose dog.
Mm-hmm.
This Rottweiler, Zeus. Very sweet Rott. And I'm just like, it's an injured Rott. Like, I ain't approaching it if it comes up, this whole thing. Like, that's a big old fucking dog.
Big old angry, angry dog.
So the woman who gets hit... gets in the ambulance, da-da-da-da, goes to Highland Hospital. I'm hanging out at the shop. Animal control fucking pulls up in front of the giant door. Rottweiler comes out. It's fucking Zeus. Neighbor comes out. Oh my god, it's Zeus, this whole thing. They found Zeus. This is amazing. Here's the amazing part of the fucking dog story. That dog was with that walker when it happened. She gets taken to Highland Hospital. They found Zeus outside of Highland Hospital.
Oh.
This dog...
Oh, such a good story!
...followed his owner. Even though you know that fucking ambulance took 580 to go to Highland, so this dog went from deep fucking industrial-ass Oakland all the way to this hospital to find its owner.
Good
and animal
story.
Control fucking found
oh my
this
God,
animal.
That's like like the Oakland version of Homeward Bound.
Like yeah.
So good.
He's back
I
in.
Love that movie.
Can we cancel him for that?
Like when I heard, I was just like, I'm sorry. Tell me that again. Like where'd you? Like it blew my fuck. I was like, that's fucking amazing. Like we don't deserve them.
Johnny Cash
like,
would
just like,
be digging a hole in the middle.
That's not true.
Johnny Cash would be hanging out with Donna like, we got a night off! Pam is on her way.
Found her way to your house.
But isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
Like, Zeus found his way just across fucking Oakland to get to Highland, and that's where he got picked up. It's like, I kind of teared up a little bit. I was like, you gotta be fucking shitting me. This job, is amazing. Zeus. And then I thought about the night that Zeus had getting there. Because there's plenty of encampments right around that, because we're in deep fucking industrial Oakland, and I'm just like, okay, all right. So, like, he had some good barbecue. Maybe he got a little bit of meth, which inspired him to fucking, like, make his way. Like, how many treats did he get? But Zeus fucking just made his way to Highland because that's where his person was.
What would Donna and Tony C do in this scenario?
Written a short story about what it's like to be without parents. And it would have been in Latin.
That's
what they
Tony
mean.
C
and they wouldn't have
Tony C would have just sat down and said, well, I wasn't all that fucking way.
Yeah. Donna would have been freaking the fuck out. We gotta go. We gotta go. And Tony C would have been like, I can't hear you because I'm deaf and I also don't give a fuck what you say. I'm tired. I've been awake for like 3 hours today.
And I got hit by a car.
Well past my fucking quota of awake hours. My skin's all gross. What I need is an oatmeal bath. Oh, no.
How am I gonna get my eye drops?
I'm gonna cry, but I can't produce tears.
Oh, really sad. I forgot about that.
Really sad. But isn't that amazing? So, like, a fucking shot. Oh, we don't have shots. Because I was gonna say a shot to Zeus.
To Zeus.
This motherfucker traveled across Oakland through the roughest parts of Oakland.
I mean. Only a Rottweiler.
Some of the roughest parts. Because ain't nobody approaching
that Rottweiler and be like, oh, hell no.
Because ain't nobody approaching that Rottweiler.
Yeah, if that shit was like a little Pomeranian, that bitch would have been stolen.
Or even cute-ass Johnny Cash or Tony C or Donna. People would be like, oh, come here. But that Rottweiler, they're like, no, fuck you. People just called animal control from Atlas Heating to Highland Hospital. There were like 47 calls for animal control. Like, we got this rot.
Just wandering the street. Do you remember the name of the Rottweiler that used to live next to us? Not Sandy.
No, I do not.
I'm going to say Sally. Sally's going to. But anyway.
Samsonite.
I was way off. I was way off. Can we have a shot to fucking Zeus?
Yep.
The goodest boy.
The goodest boy.
The goodest boy in fucking Oakland, y'all.
I mean, his name was Zeus. Is Zeus. Mm. I mean,
just like, that's Zeus fucking amazing. And Zeus did not look injured at all when I saw him this morning. It's like, that dog is fucking chilling.
Right.
Which also, person. Rot. Like, rot one, person zero. Yeah. When a person goes to the hospital, rot is like, bounces back.
Yeah.
This Oakland Homeward Bound story. Has inspired me to decide. Since I was offered a job today, which is amazing.
You're getting a dog.
The first thing I'm going to do, for sure, is buy a dog.
Fucking all the shit.
This
dog's
going to get spoiled as fuck.
You're going to buy a dog or rescue a dog?
Rescue.
You're going to get a dog.
I'm going to get a dog.
Yeah, you still buy them.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
You still got to pay monies. Yeah.
Okay.
That's fucking awesome. Shit.
I've never
congratulations.
Black Lab. Black Lab. What do you guys think about that?
I love a Black Lab.
If I had been choosing by myself, I would have chosen Johnny Cash, except Johnny Cash would be a chocolate lab.
Oh, there you go.
Since I've known Claire,
I didn't want her to hear me say
that. Wanted a chocolate or a black lab, or maybe a golden.
Yeah.
And she's always been like, they're regular dogs, but I'm like, they're regular dogs because they're the best goddamn dogs.
They're the best fucking dogs. Yeah. Everything you read about them is like, they're just the best.
A lab or a golden retriever. Golden retriever, like, let's just say it hands down, is the best goddamn dog. Yeah. They just are.
You want a dog that's young, though, right?
Yeah, a puppy for sure.
There was this one golden retriever that I used to dog sit for. Uh-huh. Maybe, like, for 6 weeks in a year once. And that was the last I watched it. I saw it this year after 2 years of not seeing it. Mm-hmm. And it just tried to jump and crawl on my shoulders like it was a puppy again.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they're
dogs should run this planet.
They really should.
Not us.
I don't know, that Rick and Morty episode.
Oh. Good point.
I just feel like when it comes to Goldens, like, you have never gone, like, no one has ever told the story about, oh, my friends, they got this dog, it's a golden retriever, what an asshole. Like, nobody ever says that. Everybody's got that's that true. Friend that's got a dog that's a fucking asshole. You've never heard that about a Golden. They're fucking, they're just perfect.
They are.
That's
they
where Johnny Cash gets her her personality, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got golden personality.
She gets her sweetness and her loyalty from being a Golden, and she gets her batshit craziness from that poodle aspect.
Where does
Which
she...
is cool, she's edgy. And Donna gets her fucking love of beer from being a street dog from Chico that we don't understand what she is.
Get this dog.
Oh shit, Duke.
Yeah, all you had to do was talk about getting a dog, and now fucking Aaron is
Duke weighs 62 pounds.
That's good. That's okay. Definitely tolerable. That's
half shepherd, half retriever, Labrador.
That's pretty great.
Let's get a pee.
That's a fucking cool dog.
For 6 months?
That's a fun looking dog.
Well, he don't even make no sense. He got the shortest legs
six
ever.
6 months old, 62 pounds?
No. 2 years old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 2 years old.
You bitch!
Is he housebroken?
Meet Duke.
All right.
Duke really is the best. He is adventurous and wants to stick by your side everywhere you go. He is not very interested in making dog friends.
Uh-oh.
Johnny Cash will just get right in there.
Just right in. And Donna.
But he loves to make many people friends and wants to give everyone hugs and kisses every time he sees people. He loves to cuddle and would be a great addition to all of those nights when you want to binge watch your favorite TV show. But he is also always down for some fun, rain or shine.
That's pretty
This is like a singles ad for a dog.
Now,
come and meet your future best friend, Duke. That's what it says.
Now, does it say anything about how he's going to deal with ghost raccoons?
I mean, look at those eyes. He's on it.
He's a ghost raccoon catcher.
That's a fucking cool dog.
He looks like
Duke.
A good boy.
When they say things like, will not make friends with other dogs, is that something you think could be trained? Like a discipline?
It could also be
like,
that it could be cool with other dogs that he didn't have to live with.
But it could also be a really pleasant way to say every time he's around other dogs, he goes batshit goddamn crazy.
That's my...
That's the way I interpret that. I don't think it's that. I think it's...
But like,
if you go to a dog park, he's going to lose his fucking mind.
He might kill another dog.
This dog's going to go everywhere with me. I have a lot of friends with dogs, and we're gonna hang out.
You do dog meets. A good test would just be like, go meet Duke with Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's funny,
Duke
though...
If loses his fucking mind, then you know you won't be able to hang out here with Duke.
Now, disclaimer.
So.
Yeah.
I talked to Ryan earlier, and I was like, Donna's been super fucking... Donna is just shy of a year. Like, in 2 weeks, she's going to be a year old.
Yeah.
I was like, she's been losing her mind the last couple of nights, so I'll come over later and I'll bring Donna so, you know, they can run it out. But then, what happens with, I'll take my dog everywhere. I got home, she was being real good, crazy, you know, like energetic because she's still a pup. And then I had gotten a full bowl of water for her, and I go to set it down, and then she runs underneath that bowl of water and then, like, hucks it, and then a full bowl of water goes everywhere and on her in the dining room. And then I cleaned it up, and I said, fuck you, I'm going without you. And then I came over here without her. So that happens, too, with Take That Dog Everywhere. Because I was like, I'm done with you, wet dog. You've annoyed me today.
Yeah, that's
also but I also don't have children, so I have no patience for, like, fuck you. I think if I had a human child and they spilled a bowl of water in the kitchen, I'd be like, fuck you, I'm going out with my friends.
Yeah.
With my toddler.
This dog looks like Donna.
Oh, look at that cute dog.
It looks like Donna.
Bernie. With all the hair is longer, but that's a similar face to
the
Donna.
The hair on the face. This is excellent podcasting, talking about
that dog's real cute, though.
It's actually,
you should post it onto our social media. We're going to give Antonio all the credentials, and he'll start running.
I think you guys should just have cameras running the whole
time.
That's
a lot of work.
Just post this shit on YouTube.
Or just a cell phone. Is it a lot of work or just a cell phone?
It's work.
Yeah, we still don't know that fucking email situation.
Yeah.
When was the last time anyone checked the email? I haven't done it well. Probably
don't tell the people that.
Files. Well, what if they've been listening and like, why are they not responding to my emails?
Actually, you know what? Because
we're going to live check the email right now. And if you feel like
right now we're doing it.
It's 3isthefunniest@gmail.com. 3isthefunniest@gmail.com. 3isthefunniest@gmail.com.
How many episodes have you recorded?
In the hundreds.
Really?
Well, over 100.
Fuck. Wow. Yeah, congratulations.
About 30 episodes per season.
We're in season 4.
30, 90.
Although season 1 may have been the longest, because it was it was over a year.
Now, you guys, I'm just going to go ahead and just say this really quick. Okay. Say what you're going to say.
No, it's unimportant.
No, but I actually have to count, so it's going to be this whole thing.
Okay, I'll say something. Okay. When you guys get to 200 episodes, you need a fucking... You should do that shit in Belize or something like that. We're going to go to fucking Seattle. Go somewhere.
Belize or Seattle.
We were going to record in Belize, and Jan didn't come. It was hella rude.
Yeah, it was just like, just fuck you guys, I don't want to go to Belize.
Okay, now, I'm just going to call us out really quick. Because this is really funny to me. Our email, I just checked our email. Listeners, we have 14 total emails that have come into us. Three of them have been from listeners.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Shit.
The other ones have been...
You've gotten three listener emails?
The rest of them have been confirming that I signed in from a different
device.
And then another one from Instagram. One security thing.
We've read all the listener emails. Hey, listeners, yeah. did we name our listeners? Aaron named our listeners. I forget what they were called.
Three mysterious...
Not the listeners.
Listeners and shit.
Uh-oh. We're bad at this game.
No, that was... No, that, that,
no I said listeners.
Okay. Maybe it means you need to find a new name.
Funnest.
The funniest.
I can't remember. Nope. But yeah, no. Fucking superfan Reno. Fucking yep. Nardo. Mm-hmm. He emailed in. Matara. Matara emailed in. And Antonio emailed in last week.
Uh-oh.
Last week!
So we're going to do a live read of Antonio's email. Actually, Antonio's going to read it to us so that it comes in his voice.
I don't think
voice.
I signed it, Antonio, but the cat's out of the bag, so let's go. Oh,
yeah. Do you just want to go ahead and read it?
I don't forget what I wrote.
Do you want to read it?
Yeah.
Read it silently first and then decide.
I already know I fucked some
were
shit.
Were you here remember. With us when you said
yes.
that?
Yes.
And I kept looking at everyone checking their phones. I'm like, when are they going to get it? When are they going to get it? So I'll read it. It's like an audiobook. Hey there. Long-time listener, first-time emailer here.
Yes!
I'm trying to decide... Maybe I shouldn't read this on the air.
Yeah, I was about to say, read it silently before you decide to read it out loud.
No. Okay.
Don't read it out loud.
Wow.
First time.
I remember that. Yeah, don't. Never mind. No. You can't read that shit out loud. Never mind.
Actually, you know what's funny? Is Nardo has emailed us twice. I'm mistaken. So we've had two emails from Nardo, one from Matara, and
that's
one from Mr. E is how you signed it. I like that very much.
Now, realistically, he's a regular. He doesn't get the prizes that we promised.
There's nothing an off-the-air request question.
So, bottom line is, motherfuckers email us. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Chito has never emailed us.
Chito has never emailed us.
Tusi hasn't emailed us. Our super fans are not emailing us. They're just getting a hold of us through different channels.
Expecting Tusi to email is like...
Did you guys know Tusi still had a Yahoo account?
That's
still
adorable.
Still has.
Yeah.
Like, is that her email?
Yes.
That's adorable.
Yahoo!
Tusi. After the...
Oh my god.
She put her whole shit on blast. Yeah.
That's at yahoo.com.
Oh, right? I did.
So everyone email Tusi at Tusi at Yahoo.
She might get... Four emails in the last
maybe.
Year.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be fine.
I don't know. We might have one of those evil listeners that are just going to bomb her with shit.
No, you should bleep me.
Yeah, I actually do have Scott. I do have an old Hotmail account that is still in circulation, but I don't know what the sign-in is, and I'll never do the work to figure it out.
And it's not your primary email account.
No.
Because you're a normal person with Gmail.
Well,
with Gmail. But my old... My old Hotmail account, which is still a thing.
Sheeple? Because we all have Gmail because we're just kind of going with a herd. Because
it's the best available free.
And had the most storage.
Around
2005. Definitely had the most storage.
The most storage. So.
Jesus. What, sorry. Okay. This is a good question. What's an email address that you made, like, that you're most embarrassed of? Like, your email address that your thing was.
I got one. Maverick546 at AOL.com.
Maverick546, why?
Tom Cruise, yo.
Antonio, go.
Was that your AOL Instant Messenger handle?
It was.
Oh, okay. TrojanMex at I don't even know what it was. Hotmail? I don't even know.
Trojan Mex?
Yeah, because I was a Mexican who used Trojan condoms. See? It makes perfect sense. Any adult would make that.
Brian told me that's he used to be douchey, and I feel like I just got my first glimpse.
Hey.
And also, goddamn. That just happened.
Yeah, what the fuck just happened?
That just happened.
Holy shit. I used to think what's you up? Were a dude.
Let's talk about this.
Come on, you hung out with Brooks, dude.
Your okay. email was Trojan Mets.
Well, that was like in middle school, so
these wait a minute, what do you mean hung out with Brooks? I just met Brooks for the first time 6 months ago. Yeah,
and how did he act when he was here? Fuck.
Wait, which
we had a long talk. He's in rehab right now.
You know what's funny?
He's in friend rehab.
Oh man, we're even talking about this person by name now. So I have to, like, I met Brooks, and when y'all arrived, and it was really sad because I was just like, oh man, Antonio's here, but I was real drunk, and I was like, I'm out. So I only met Brooks for like 90 seconds.
Yeah, you left
seconds.
Very quickly.
Yeah, I was quick. I was like, oh, new person? I'm not ready for that.
That's true.
So Trojan Mex. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. good shit.
And this was definitely like years before I ever had sex, but you know. It's probably like 11
I had
12,
half dollar 12, soda 15. Junkie at Hotmail.com. Because in Harlem, there were these, they were called A-Treats. And for 50 cents, you could buy the A-Treat ginger beer, which was delicious. So I was like, I'm going to be clever. Half dollar soda junkie.
Which also means that was your email address when you were like in your 30s, right?
20s, you son of a bitch. I lived in New York for a minute, you asshole.
God damn.
Late 20s.
29.
It was also the first email account I had ever set up for myself, and I was like 28. And it was at the New York Public Library branch, which was like in a storefront in Harlem. There were like 6 computers, and you had to wait in line for the computers. For like 2 hours. Like you had to put a sign-in sheet. Yeah, it was great. Half dollar soda junkie.
That's wow. great.
All right.
I gotta go back. I'm sorry. Aaron, when you met me, was I still in this period? Or was I okay? I was okay by then, right?
Trojan Mex ain't letting this go. So I was a fucking douche?
God damn it, right? You gotta tell me this
no,
shit.
Don't aim that at Aaron. Aim that at Ryan.
I feel like I told
sorry,
you
Ryan.
At some point. I was like, dude, I can't believe I used to think you were a douchebag. You're actually quality people.
Shit, no.
Not either.
We have never had that conversation. And we spent many an hours alone, sweaty, using power tools, and it would have come up.
Pulling weird boogers out of our noses and playing with them. Like, so many awkward moments.
Me too. We first met at parties. Okay, maybe. Maybe this bad intro. But alcohol. Yeah, parties.
Any bad email addresses for you?
Oh, absolutely.
Let's hear it.
HersheySlim82 at
AOL.com. Oh my god.
That's really good.
HersheySlim.
That's really yeah. good.
What it is was based that? On a character from a comedy actor I had. And it was like, my name's Hershey Slim. And they're like, why? It's like, because you never seen so much good chocolate with so little fat.
So
that was a real
okay.
So you've been Hershey Slim, and now you're Rufalufus Jones.
I mean, it's a natural
also,
progressive
Antonio,
progression of black people.
Something to think about is the guy who presented you is like, he may have been a douche at some point. Also, went around telling people he was Hershey Slim because you never met so much chocolate on so like so little fat. So he could have been he was probably a douche for a hot minute.
I thought that actually as soon as he said it.
Yeah. Like you calmed down a little
like,
bit when he said
all,
that.
We've all been there.
We
we've
all had that douche there. Face.
We've all been there.
We all still probably have douche moments.
What's a woman's douche phase?
Oh.
But see, with sexism, it's just a bitch phase.
That's true.
A woman's
now,
douche phase.
More importantly, what was your terrible email?
AaronRenvold@AOL.com. My first email, and maybe my longest one that I ever had, was EB Ski Girl.
That
sounds... Ski Girl? Okay. I skied
a lot. Oh.
Now, if I'm being honest... If we were on a dating site and I saw that was your website, I'd be like, ah, she a douche.
Ski girl.
Ski girl.
Or she goes skiing.
But not if you lived in Utah.
Truth. True that.
Then you're a fucking racist conservative. Douche.
They're in that face.
It, I don't know.
It's been a really personal podcast.
I know, we got deep. We got deep here. We got deep.
I've had other terrible email addresses, but...
Let me to somewhat related. Let me tell you about Brooks's rehab. Okay. Let's talk about Brooks's rehab.
Friend rehab.
So someone who was in the
rehab,
I will say this with the utmost of love, because who knows, in 40 years he might hear this. Let's see. I just told him, I'm like, man, you can't do the things that you do. I don't know.
Because I only knew. I think he left
Ryan's and Aaron's. Sorry, I always call it Ryan's. I apologize. It's your home. Leaving here with Brooks, and I feel like he left with such a sour note. He was laughing right after telling the story about how he whipped out his dick at like a gathering.
The other house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he thought it was funny, and that's how we left. And I'm like, that's like the worst. Like, you did the exact opposite of... Because when he first realized we were coming here, he said, oh, when I get there, am I going to have to apologize? And I was like, yeah, maybe. Just be prepared. So that's him going in. And then him going out is recounting what he did. He should have apologized for it, and then laughing and leaving. And you're like, what the fuck? Did you learn nothing? You did the exact opposite. So in the morning, I explained to him what happened. And he's like, oh, yeah. I was like, hey, look, man, you got to fucking get it together. You're going to be doing this shit. I'm not going to take you anywhere. Don't come back to Oakland.
I can't go anywhere with you.
It's the dog being left at home. Yeah. The dog needs to go everywhere. Yeah. But it's shat in somebody's couch.
It's that one friend you have with the shitty dog.
But,
I mean, that's fucking white privilege that I ever seen it.
Oh, for sure. We went on the way to the airport. What's funny is that the next day, he was trying to to take a later flight. He's like, why don't I stay longer? And I'm like, no. Get on that goddamn plane. Just
go. Get on the fucking plane. Like, no. Have some time to reflect.
He goes, he actually asked me to pull over at In-N-Out by the Oakland airport. And he called Southwest, wherever the fuck. He's on the phone. He's like, I think I can do it as long as it's for free. And they're like, yeah, you can stay, but it'll be like $300. And he's like, I'm like, why would you do this? Now this is just extra dumb. Why are you going to spend that? So he leaves. But interesting thing is that the harder I put his feet to the fire, or the more, and I gave him shit for days because he was very hesitant to take the vaccine, COVID vaccine. Mm-hmm. His response has been to increase like our friendship. So I went and met his went to his dad's house for the first time. Okay, this will give you some flavor, an idea as to the flavor where this motherfucker comes from. His dad and his partner live on a house on 17 Mile Drive, where there's a security. It's gated. Security person, uh-huh, or whatever, they like stop you, they check me, they're like, who are you here to see? Pacific Coast Highway, that's what it's called, right? Where the fucking Pacific, what's the golf course there?
Pebble Beach.
Yeah, is there. Yeah, yeah. He lives like next to motherfucking Pebble Beach or whatever.
Oh, wow, okay.
That's where he comes from. But anyway, yeah. But to simplify it, I will give him that, is that he's spent more quality time, had a dinner with his family, and that's been interesting, is because I think he understands that I'm being extremely sincere. Which is what a lot of people
care. If you have the guts to call someone on their shit, it means you're like paying attention and investing in the relationship.
Yeah, I mean that's a good way to put it. Yeah. So, we kind of took we've been on a couple weeks break, because I think we just needed some time to like collect ourselves, because having heated debates. I debated his dad about the merits of Obamacare. His dad's a doctor. And we got deep into politics that night at dinner. And I think they both were like, we understand that you're just being sincere. You're not, I have no bone to pick with them. But like, if you say shit, I'm going to say shit.
Right.
And I was like, I should just tell them, like, this guy sitting next to me, him, he might pull out his dick right now. You guys don't know.
It could go either way. I just want everyone to be aware.
Anyway. But also, like, I'm just going to say this for comic value. I feel like you're predisposing somebody to reveal their dick in a gathering when you name them Brooks.
Yeah.
Like as your first name.
I 100% agree with you.
His last name's Klassen, like pickles.
Mm-hmm. And to the pickle.
I mean, like,
Brooks, like, I feel like you
Chad.
You know what?
Yep, Brooks and Chad, same category.
Like, Brooks, there's like,
mm-hmm, Kip.
You read that on paper.
Yeah.
Kip.
Mm-hmm. I also love the fact that you're coming at him real, and maybe there's healing, and I never saw his dick, and he never joked about the dick because I disappeared, so I didn't see
it. I was so drunk, I never knew. I don't know anything about it. But then I completely 90 seconds forgot.
Is nobody, what I know nobody saw it. You know what made it real was that the next day I roasted him. The day after we left Ryan's, I roasted him on. I did it again. Sorry, I roasted him on his group chat.
Also, don't give the disclaimer. It's always Ryan's. Whenever I tell Claire I'm coming over here, I go, I'm going to Ryan's. Right, and it's who you're familiar with.
I just know this guy.
That's cool. And neither of you are familiar with me at all.
But you know what I mean.
Never met you.
But you know what I mean.
Franvolds. He's known me since I was a douche. So we go way back.
Claire will say she's going to Aaron's. I'll say I'm going to Ryan's. It's just the way.
Sorry, I thought that was mine.
No one comes to visit Jan.
If you're coming to our house, what do you say?
The Greens.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's fun.
That is what they say.
And if I say one of you, like if I say Scott's, Ryan corrects me.
Yeah?
And it's like, and Claire's. Or if I say Claire, he goes, and Scott's. It's like a thing for him, I think.
Yeah, I would just say equality thing is like a fucking... I'm going to hang out with Tony C and Donna.
Fair. Anyway, what are you saying?
I don't fucking know. Who knows? My daughter calls this Johnny Cash's house, so
fuck word.
Did it used to be Maribel's house?
Yes, it used to be Maribel's house, but she loves dogs more than cats. There it is.
Maribel got demoted.
Because she hangs out in the sink.
She's only rent-paying pet still.
Is she in the fucking sink right
now? No.
Okay.
Oh, I remember.
But I did see Johnny Cash correct her fucking behavior earlier. When Johnny got, oh, she's in the sink. Oh, fuck you.
This was the roast that I think instigated the change in Brooks. Is the next day after leaving Ryan's, in this group chat, I roast him and I say, Brooks laughed off two women saying it's not appropriate to whip out your dick in front of people you don't know. I was like, I hope he has lawyers lined up. This guy's about to be fucking canceled. And just radio silence. Nobody fucking responded to this. They were like, what the fuck just happened? What happened last night? Somebody texted me on the side, like, what happened?
That's fucking dope. I'm giving you that one right there.
I would have fucking broke. Like, if I wasn't there and I got that group text.
That's hilarious.
I would have fucking...
Oh, you would have texted some good shit.
I would have texted back just laughing my ass off. That's fucking hilarious.
I also think you gotta love the side text to the group text.
Yeah.
It's always good shit.
Yeah. Like, wait, what? Did this motherfucker just whip his dick out? Who did he whip his dick? It's gonna be, who the fuck did Brooks whip his dick out on?
He lucked out because I wasn't there, thank God. It was just like, I don't know, they might have, there was just close male friends. Nobody else, thank God. My sister was there. I was like, motherfucker, if you had done it when she was there, we'd be having a very different conversation. And her boyfriend was there. Mm-hmm. She asked us all if we all thought he was gay. And she wanted us to hit on him.
I remember that.
Well, that was a crazy night.
She was like, just like, give it a try and see what happens.
Yeah, she
wanted. That's what she wanted Ryan to do.
This was at Voltaire?
Yeah.
What a night that must have been. God, man, I wish I had been there for that.
Wasted.
Didn't someone pull over your entire
yes
toolbox? Massive tool table?
What was it? Evan was there? Nope. Marco, Nico.
And Drew.
Drew
was there? Yes.
Wow.
Drew got fucking wasted.
And he pulled over
wasted.
The entire tool bench. The yet, whole thing.
In front of the fucking basement toilet. Right. And then, like, on his way back out, and he did a reasonably bang-up job of cleaning up his own puke. He stumbled, and he grabbed that rolling cart that had my key machine and shit on it.
Oh,
and just fucking
that motherfucker.
He went to the garage bathroom, puked everywhere, cleaned it up a little bit, and then tumped over an entire fucking tool
yeah.
shelf.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah. On his way back, lost his balance, thought he could grab onto it, which is... real.
It looks secure. There's a fucking key making device on top.
I'm amazed that it tipped. Because I don't break either of those two dudes. And they have something in common. I'll let the listeners decide. I'll figure that out for themselves. What they got in common. But,
Alright, we're recording right now. This isn't just a recap conversation. Yeah. Just in the house
stories,
with friends.
These are great stories, so.
This episode took a turn in the second fucking segment.
What's the order of that? Let's see. Hit on my boyfriend and see if he's gay. Whip a dick out. Tumble. Yeah, clean up and tumble.
Hit on my boyfriend and see if he's gay.
What a fucking night.
I'm gonna call that the Dutch laundry there. I don't know. Like, it just
holy
shit. Ross fucking with drugs and fucking
Wow. That's the good, the bad, and actions. The good, the bad, and the dirty Francis night. That's, you need the three drinks.
Now, is your sister still dating that dude?
No. Wow, that story, yo. She listens, so I don't think I can say anymore, but man, that's just a starting point. You guys have no fucking idea. It's like a goddamn firework.
I love you so much, John.
It's like a goddamn firework.
That's like fucking mall rats at the very end of the mall rats.
Yeah.
The big speech of like, well, did he come or not? That's what you just asked.
Holy shit. Wow.
Who was that? That was Dante in the original.
No, it was Mallrats.
No, but the same guy who played Dante.
Exactly.
Okay. I will say this. When you're unsure as to your partner's, let's see, if you guys vibe romantically, what's the solution? Move in with that person, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. But that's what she did. I'll just leave it there. Cliffhanger.
With that, if you got questions about this episode or others, you
can pretty please email us.
@3isthefunniest@gmail.com.
Or hit us up on the Instagram. Three is the funniest.
The first five subscribers get this podcast unedited, though.
But if you're going to email us, you better email 2C2, because now you know her email address.
We're also looking for dick pics.
I better remember to redact that before this is posted.
Nope.
I'm looking for dick pics.
And we're out.
Okay.